Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a karas satoy for the return of all the hostages and the halt on the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Samech in the Oizva Adar edition, Perek Shmini in Halacha Gimel, starting in the Gemara on the bottom of the Daf Nun base. We learned in the Mishnah that there's four opinions regarding Vlada Tumo and Ava Tumo. Where do you burn them? Can you burn them in Beis HaMikdash or outside Beis HaMikdash? It depends where exactly they become Tomei. Says the Gemara, what is Ava Tumo and Vlada Tumo that we're talking about? Bakabra Omar Ava Tumo Dvar Toima. Vlada Tumo Medivrem. Ava Tumo is a Tumo Deraisa. Vlada Tumo means it's not a Tumo Deraisa. It's only Tumo Derabon. Bakabra Omar Bein Zeu Bein Zed Dvar Toima. They're both with Deraisa. So the question is, what level of Tumo is it? So says the Gemara, Daf Samech Amud Aleph. So we ask you on your Birchnon. Al de Bichamai, Kur de Bichamai. De Bichamai, I call you, sir, Bifim, Chutz Bishenitma Avatua Bechutz. What did Bichamai say in the Mishnah? You burn all Kotchim inside, except Avatuma outside. So ask the Gemara, my bin Avatuma Bechutz, ma bin Vladatuma Bechutz, Zebeze Lodvar Toyo. According to Birchnon, they both are Isidoraisa or Tuma Doraisa. And if it was done outside, why, according to Bichamai, I could take the Vlada Tumo that was burned outside and bring it into Beis HaMikdash? Bishma, according to Bar Kapro, that it's a Tumo Derabanon. So with the rice, it's not Tome. So I can bring it inside and burn it inside. But according to Bichamai, it's a Tumo Derabanon. So why can't I burn it inside? Says the Gemara of Afil al de Beisilil, Loi Makshio. Isn't it the same question you could bring on according to Beisil Shita? What happened with Basil? The Basil Amrina call you sir bachutz, chutz mishnit bevlada tumah bifnim. Basil say you burn everything outside, except the vlada tumah that was done inside. Meaning according to Basil, if it was ava tumah inside, you have to take it out. If it's vlada tumah inside, then you can leave it inside. Ma bin vlada tumah bifnim, ma bin ava tumah bifnim. Why should there be a difference between ava tumah and vlada tumah? Zeve zelod vatoyu, they're both vatoyu. So Bishop Kurt Bar Kapro, the Vlad Tumah is only there abonon. So that's why I say if it's inside, you can leave it there according to Basil. But if you say the Vlad Tumah is also the right, so just a lower level Tumah, the same way the Ava Tumah have to take out, so the Vlad Tumah should take out as well. So why don't you ask the question according to Basil? So says the Gemara, the reason we ask him Bichamai, because Lo Havi Bar Abonon al the Bar Kapro. We discussed according to Bar Kapro, not according to Abiyuchanon. The Kasha de Bar Kapro al the Bichamai. I'm asking for Bar Kapro, according to Bar Kapro, how does he explain the Shita Bichamai? According to Bar Kapro, he says that Ava Tumo outside you can bring inside, but Ava Tumo inside you couldn't bring inside. What's the chiluk? They're both vatoyo. So why do you tell me that Ava Tumo inside you can bring inside? Ava Tumo outside you can't bring inside. If they're both vatoyo, the chutz both should be burned outside. So on this, the Gemara answers begin there by Kivo, because of what Rabbi Kiva's shito. What do they say? The Rekiva, Omru Mokum Tumosoi Shamte Esrefosoi. Rekiva's Shita is that you learn from a Pasuk, that wherever it becomes Tame, that's where you burn it. So you may now can understand. According to Bar Kappa, Libid de Bichamai, there is a Pasuk that says wherever it got Tame, you burn it there. So that's why Avatuma inside, you bring it there. Avatuma outside, you don't bring it inside. But Vlavatuma, it's only there Abano, that you can bring inside in both cases. So the move afil al the basila lacy makshe. Isn't it a question according to basil? The basila amir akol yisor bechutz chut mishnit bevlada tuma bifnim. Basil say everything has to be burned outside except if it was vlada tuma inside. Ma'abi vlada tuma bein bifnim bein mechutz zev zel lo mitivremu. Again, according to Bar Kapo, that says vlada tuma is only derabanan. So vlada tuma bifnim you could burn because it's derabanan. So why vlada tuma that was done outside you can't bring it inside if it's only derabanan? Says they want to begin the Shimon. That's because of Shimon. The Shimon Oimer Macholoi Umashko Shil Mitzoyro, the food and the drink of a Mitzoyro. Now we can use it the Gears of Reb Chaim. Ein Mevim Michutz Hashalosh Machre, meaning food and drink of a Mitzoyro. If it's outside, you don't bring it inside. But if it's inside, you don't take it out. So you see from here that something that's already inside is a little more kyle. We treat it in a more lenient way than something on the outside to bring it inside. So you may have to be still say, you should not have any tumor inside. But if it's a tumor, they're abundant, it's already inside, I don't have to go and take it out. So the Gemara explains the Shita Bar Kapro. The Shita Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara stays with the question. And comes out according to Rabbi Yochanan that if it's a vlada tumor deraiso, you're more lenient in it, but we don't understand why. What's the source that you're more lenient in a vlada tumor deraiso? We're holding now in the Samech Amud Beis, Halacha Dal Zog de Mishnah. Eivoria tamid nitoni mechatzi keves velamato b'mayuf. Meaning, there's two stages of taking the limbs of a korban to the mizbeach. Stage number one is you bring it to a place of the mizbeach and leave it there, and then you take it from there and put it on the fire. Where do you put the limbs of korban atamid? That you put on the half of the ramp towards the bottom, on the west side. Because the ramp is situated between the east and the west. So the west means the left side of the ramp on the bottom, that's where you put korban atamid. Shel musafim, nisoni mechatzi keves velamato b'mizrach. The musaf, you put on the ramp, on the half, the lower half of the ramp, to the east. V'shel rosh chadashim, where do you put the limbs of korban rosh chodesh? Nisoni mal karko v'mizbeach milamalon. It's put on top of the Mizbeach, in the area where the Kohanim walk, which is called Karkava Mizbeach. That's where you put the limbs of the Korban of Rosh Chodesh. Hashkolim v'habikurim einen noagim elu v'fnei habayis. Shkolim brings for Kabbonis, if there's no Beis HaMikdosh. I don't bring Shkolim if there's no Beis HaMikdosh. Bikurim also, it's only b'fnei habayis. You bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim only when there's Beis HaMikdosh. Aval maisa dogon u maisa behimo u bichoyres. Maisa dogon, which means regular maisers. The one out of 10 animals, is the first animal that's born that has a kedusha. That's knowing even when there's no Beis HaMikdosh. We don't have a pasuk that says only when there's a Beis HaMikdosh. Hamagdish shkolim ubikurim, harayz kodesh. So though we said that there's no shkolim bikurim today, but if someone did go and give shekel to Beis HaMikdosh ubikurim, it becomes kodesh. Shimon argues regarding bikurim. And it says Bikurim, even if you say it's Bikurim, there's no Gdusha in the Bikurim. It says, Mo'ezu Karkav HaMizbeach. What is the Karkav HaMizbeach? Amo bin Keren leKeren Mokom Hiluch Rag leKoranim. It's the Amo between the horns of the Mizbeach where the Koranim walk. As Rebbe Chaim points out, there's a little machlokes between the Bavel and the Yushalmi. What does that mean? The Yushalmi learns that the horns are in the corners of the Mizbeach. The Koranim cannot walk there because the horns are there, are disturbing. So one Amo more interior, that's where they have a full place to walk, and that's called the Karkov HaMizbeach. The Bavli learns that it's both. It's the Amma where they walk, and also between the Karnos, that's also considered to be the Karkov HaMizbeach. So that's that. The Lashon, according to the Bavli, is Bein Keren LeKeren U'Mokom Hiluch Rag LeKoranim, in both areas, or the area which is called Karkov HaMizbeach. Says the one, Musafi Shabbos, Musafi Roshchodesh, Mi Koidim. Come Shabbos, Roshchodesh, which Musaf comes first? He thought of saying that maybe Rosh Chodesh comes first. Why? Chayil de Rav Yirma, the proof of Yirma, min hado, from the following. It says, Shir shel Shabbos, Shir shel Rosh Chodesh, when you have the song of Shabbos, you have to say, the Levim used to sing the song of Shabbos. Or the song of Rosh Chodesh, what do you say first? Shir shel Rosh Chodesh, you say first the Shir shel Yom of Rosh Chodesh. So you see from here, Rosh Chodesh comes first. The Gemara understands the shield of the carbon comes together with the carbon. It's different. Tamun, it's different over there. There it's to announce that it's Rosh Chodesh. The reason we say Rosh Chodesh first is to let everybody know, realize it's not a regular Shabbos, it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. That's when we say Rosh Chodesh first. What really is the process? Shaykhid Musafi Shabbos, Vormer Lem Shir Shosh Chodesh. He shechts Musaf Shabbos first, and then he says first the Shir Shosh Chodesh. In other words, Shir Shosh Chodesh comes first, but the first Akrava, the first Shechito, is Musaf Shabbos. Pram Hoko, meaning in the order, Musafi Shabbos, Musafi Chodesh, Musafi Shabbos Koidim, Tamuz Shabbos comes first, where in Daf Samachal Vom Dalef, Al Shem Kola Todir Mechaveiro Koidim as Chaveiro, Todir of Shein, Todir Koidim, the one which is more frequent comes first. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Dav Samech.